Welcome to the very first episode of Why Are You Like This.
Hello to all thousands of our listeners. I'm Helga.
And I'm Gertrude. Do you really reckon there's thousands of listeners, though?
I would say at least like a couple of thousands. You know how many people have stopped me on my tracks to tell me that I should have my own podcast? So if they are listening, I would say we are like easily at mid-2000s. Easily.
Oh, you certainly have a face for podcasts. Shit.
I've never thought of it that way. Actually, people have also told me I have a beautiful voice. Someone once said to me, my voice sounds like coming home to a country farmhouse where mama is churning butter and has cooked me a fresh pot of chicken soup and is going to yodel me to sleep with a banjo. Someone said that. So...
Who would say that?
It was ChatGPT. He's the only one replying at the moment. It took a sad turn very quickly.
It did.
Should we just not talk about my sad life?
Yeah.
At least not yet.
Yeah. Let's hold off on that. Let's roll it back. Maybe start with how we met.
That's true. I think it was it 2017?
It was.
Yeah, I started this new job and it was the first day. And I remember walking into the office and thinking, wowza, there's a turkey in the room.
Gobble, gobble.
I was like, they hired a turkey to do this job.
That really should have been just the first red flag. That should have been the ultimate red flag.
In hindsight, it should have been. But to be fair, I was like too fascinated. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to know what it's like to work with a turkey.
It was a pretty incredible opportunity.
I know. The whole time I was like, what would Eminem do?
He would seize the moment. Don't let it slip.
That's what I did.
Well, then what happens?
I don't actually remember. But I think at one point, I decided to tell you my deepest, darkest secret.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah. And I would say, I think the core reason we became friends was because we trauma bonded.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
We were hardcore trauma bonding at work.
High quality stuff.
It really was.
Yeah. I think that made us also realize that we had a lot in common.
Mm.
But I think the main thing it was when people around us started enjoying our banter.
That was super good for the ego.
Dude, it took my ego to a different level.
Yeah.
It changed me. Mm. I'm not the same person. I started believing we were so fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
And when I look back at it, I don't think we made sense most of the time.
No.
But when we did, when we did, it was a fireworks, baby. I regretted that.
You regretted that as soon as you said it, didn't you?
Yeah,
did. Never say it again.
I won't.
Ultimately, we did. We started, I get it, we started forming this pretty good friendship.
And, yeah.
Well, we just spent so much time together, bro. The job, it was like, dang. But, you know, at the same time, we made some really good, cool memories on it and... We laughed a lot.
Not really.
Cried a lot. Or
what?
I mean, I cried a lot.
Where are you getting these informations?
But definitely lots of stupid moments from the both of us.
Way too many, like too often as well. Should we share a moment? One of those stupid moments.
Yeah, surely we can think of one.
Yeah. Can you think of one?
Of course, I've always got one ready to go.
Okay, go. You go then. I don't have anything. Go.
All right. Well, me and Helga, we were on the way to watch a movie.
Oh.
Do you know which one's coming?
Yeah.
We were on our way to watch a movie. Our listeners might know the movie. Do you reckon?
I don't think so. I don't think anyone knows.
No.
It's not that famous. It's not that famous.
It is. It's probably pretty niche, actually. Yeah. It's called Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And Helga had this incredibly thought-provoking, very profound question.
I think it was quite life-changing.
It surely changed my life.
changed my perception about myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that sense. So I asked, is Captain Marvel a Marvel movie or a DC movie? To be fair, nah, it's not even worth defending.
Nah,
it's not. You know when people say there's no such a thing as stupid question?
Yeah.
There definitely is.
There is. And,
I am.
That was surely one.
An example of that was an example. Yeah. Anyway, that's enough about how stupid I am.
I'm moving right along.
But yeah, once we started having a friendship going,
yeah,
we started to hang out more. And I think we were like having these conversations, out the gate conversations. Mm. Do people still say out the gate?
Yeah.
Well, you don't really count as. There's more reason not to use it. I won't use it again. But no. We started having these conversations and there were so many moments that we would keep saying we should record ourselves.
Yeah.
These are some good conversations.
Right.
So we had like so many and we ended up like start coming up with so many different podcast ideas.
We have so many.
So many.
I think we decided we better focus just on one.
That's true. That's true. I think for me it was, have you ever, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this one question. No, I'm not going to ask you a question. I'm just going to tell you how I felt.
Ask me then.
But I always wanted to be, I always thought I deserved to be on a stage, like a Golden Globe acceptance speech.
Oh, yeah.
Be on Jimmy Fallon getting interviewed. I always had that sense that I need to be interviewed.
Like, we kind of then thought, why is it that only, like, famous people, people who have done, like, cool, amazing, extraordinary things, why is it only them that gets interviewed?
Absolutely. Or people who, do murder.
Right? It's like you have to do something real good or real bad.
Yes. What about people in between?
Yeah.
When is our chance?
When?
When do I get to shine?
When is it our turn? We don't want Brad Pitt. I don't want Brad Pitts on our show, actually.
Brad Pitt better not get in my face about this podcast.
He surely will.
I actually might block him before he reaches out.
Good plan.
Yeah.
It's one of the questions we'd ask each other. It's just like, why are you like this?
Yeah. I would say in both like good and like bad moments. Definitely. Like, why are you like this? So that made us think about, why is anyone like this? And what part of you is really important to you? And if people could know about you, what would you want them to know?
Right?
Yeah.
So many good questions we could ask. I don't know, like, and it might make people, like, how many other people out there that are like you? Or like, what is it that made you want to do the thing you're doing? What are you passionate about?
I know. Overall, why are you like this? And what does like this mean to you?
For real. I just think, like, want to see where this takes us, what journey it leads on, what like stories we can tell, what it unlocks for us.
Dude, what if I unlocked Narnia? What would you do if you opened you went through your wardrobe and then it was Narnia?
I would just burn the whole house down.
Right?
I want a secret door in my wardrobe. I want this autumnus in my bedroom at night.
Nobody wants that. No, my bedroom is my safe place.
Right out.
That's my nightmare.
True nightmare.
I don't want to open any door when there's Narnia.
Portals to another world. In my house. No. In my room? Deep's not.
In the garage I might accept it. Yeah. But in my room? Absolutely not. Who wrote Narnia?
Oh, someone.
Tell me you're on an acid trip without telling me you're on an acid trip.
Deep's, it.
Yeah.
It's quite the imagination.
Yeah. Anyways, if you are not the writer of Narnia and you would like to be interviewed or want to tell us your story, check out our website.
Yeah, and even if you don't want to be interviewed,
but
maybe you still want to tell us your story.
True.
Just, message us on Instagram, whyyoulikethis.nz.
Yeah. And tell us more about you. But I think before we start interviewing others, because there's going to be a flood of DMs now.
Many.
So many. So, but before we interview others, I think it's only fair that we answer these questions ourselves as well.
Definitely.
So, with that in mind, Gertrude Buckles.
Oof.
Why you like this?
Oh, full name treatment and everything.
Yeah. Only the best for you.
Oh, so kind. ultimately, yeah, like I like to think I'm pretty funny.
I don't think that, but go on.
Fair, each to their own. but I do. I think I'm quite funny, and it's something I definitely developed. Just trying to like fit in with people because I'm massive people pleaser.
Oh, yeah?
And I care a lot about what other people thought of me. So I guess that in turn, you know, developed a bit of a sense of humor, and I use it to like just cope, really cope with feeling anxious all the time.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, I've never been pleased by you in any shape or form whatsoever.
Pretty sexual.
I know that was not my intention, but it came out quite sexual.
It really did.
But jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
would you be interested to dive deeper into this in another episode, and so I can find out what your weaknesses are, and I can hit you where it hurts.
Oh, good luck finding my weaknesses.
I will.
It's actually not that hard, but I'm keen. And then on that note,
mm-hmm.
Helga Hofstetter, why are you like this?
That's a good question. And I would say I don't think, I know this for a fact, that I am funny. And I think I'm funny because, and you're going to be shocked by this. Mm-hmm. I hope you're sitting down.
I am. Let me make myself comfortable.
I can see. But I think it was because I was an ugly teenager.
It is really hard to believe.
Yeah, I thought so. I'm so beautiful. You would not look at me right now and think I was an ugly teenager.
No, just definitely not.
Tell me a second. Don't do this. No, but to be fair, I think it was because... Not because I was ugly. If I look back, I wasn't an ugly teenager, but I was made to feel ugly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, be really interesting to hear more from you about that. Would you want to talk about it more maybe in our next episode?
Yeah, definitely. I'll deep dive into it. Deep Dive is my middle name.
Yeah. Helga Deep Dive Hofstetter.
That's me. I was named after my father.
His name was Deep Dive.
Should we end this episode with a pigeon thought?
We should. I do think we should probably explain what a pigeon thought is first.
That's probably a good idea. So pigeon thoughts are these irrelevant random thoughts that I know the answer is out there. And if I Google it, the answer will be there. But I don't want to Google it because I want to figure out on my own.
Yeah.
So I can give you an example.
Go on.
This one's actually about pigeons, so.
Oh, this is the OG pigeon thought.
OG pigeon thought. So, you know, back in the days, how they used to have pigeons delivering posts and packages?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know, maybe not packages, but definitely posts.
We don't know exactly what they did. But also, like, how did they train the pigeons to do that? Who started it?
Right, surely it's just some like weird dude, like looked at some pigeons and was like, "Oh, I see potential in you." They seem pretty smart. Like I think they're like smart. So like,
are they though? They're like rats of the sky.
Really? Yeah.
Is it like one bird per address, or is it like, can a pigeon go up to 5 different addresses?
Yeah. How many is too many for one pigeon?
These are the tough questions I'm asking myself.
It really
how many is.
Is
too many
addresses
for a pigeon?
For a pigeon,
just specifically for a pigeon. Like it's surely food based.
It's
right?
Gotta be food based. Like I can't think of.
No, I'm assuming it's like peanut butter means Susan, and Doritos means Bob. Like, how do you get them to that point?
Right. Surely you didn't just run all along underneath with a fucking spoon of peanut butter.
Nah. That will be too that's too much. Nah. But if there are any pigeonists out there, please contact us ASAP. I have so many questions.
Absolutely. Perfect candidate to be on the show, actually.
Absolutely. We'll take you over Brad Pitt.
We're so excited to see, you know, to start this journey, see what happens, see, you know, what we can learn together.
Absolutely.
We can't wait for you all to join us.
Absolutely. So for now, share, like, love, live, laugh.
Live, love, laugh. Bye.
Bye.